This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witz and Morning Devotions. I was amazed to read the true and inspiring story of Joe DeShaza. He was an American war veteran. He died in 2008, aged 96. It's almost unbelievable, this story. One man who endured such suffering and yet showed love to those who hated him so much. I want to tell you about it. It's part of history now that America didn't enter the Second World War till December 1941. That was when the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor. They had 360 planes. And so this was a turning point. And the next day, the US entered the war. At that time, Joe was a young serviceman who'd enlisted in the military in 1940, but he hated the Japanese so much, he actually volunteered for this bombing mission on the Japanese. He wanted to wipe them out for what they'd done. So on the return home, his plane and some other men who were with him on the plane, of course, ran out of fuel and they ditched in China and they survived, but they were captured by the Japanese and placed in a terrible prisoner of war camp. So here he was imprisoned for 40 months and for 34 of those months he was in solitary confinement. He saw three of his mates executed and one was starved to death. So here was hell. He was starved and beaten and tortured. And the Japanese called him a war criminal, and the emperor sentenced him to life imprisonment. But for almost 2 years, DeShaza and the others struggled, and they fought dysentery and illness. They froze in winter without any blankets. Summer, they were just so hot with no ventilation. And at times, the airmen grew so angry with these guards that Joe actually worried whether he was going to go mad himself. He just couldn't believe the suffering. Now, what this man, and he was only a young man at that time, didn't know was that every day back in the United States, his mother was praying for him. He grew up in a Christian home. His father was a minister. And one day in the prisoner of war camp, he asked a Japanese guard for a Bible, and he was reluctantly given one only for 3 weeks. But this is what he wrote years later. He said, "I began to read the pages of the Bible, and I discovered that God had given me new eyes, new spiritual eyes, that when I looked at the enemy officers and guards who'd starved and beaten my friends and me, I found my bitter hatred towards them changing to loving pity. I realized," he said, "that these people did not know anything about my Savior, and that if Christ is not in the heart, it's natural to be cruel." And then he read Romans 19:9 from the Bible. "You will be saved. You will be saved if you honestly say Jesus is Lord, if you believe with all your heart that God raised him from death." So this man, Joe, he gave his life to Jesus Christ. And after reading what Jesus said as he hung on the cross, "Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing." He made a promise to God. He said, "Look, God, if I can survive this camp, I will return to this country, back to Japan as a missionary." And that's what happened. Joe DeShaza felt God saying to him, "Go and teach the Japanese people the way of salvation." So the war ended in August 1945. He was released, a broken, ill man. He returned home, but he was now a committed Christian, and he knew what God wanted. He went to Bible seminary, he studied, and returned to that country in Japan in 1948 with his wife. And they ministered there for 30 years. And they actually established a church in the very city that he had bombed years ago. So isn't that remarkable? This man's hatred for the Japanese actually turned to love and concern as he spent his life spreading the message of Christian love and forgiveness. And this reminds me the story of another verse from the Bible, 2 Corinthians 5:17. And that says that anyone who belongs to Christ is a new person. The past is forgotten and everything is new. God has done it all. He has sent Christ to make peace between himself and us. And he's given us the work of making peace between himself and others. So the point is that without Jesus Christ, Joe could never have accomplished what he thought was impossible. Without Jesus, of course, it was impossible. So this man became a real peacemaker. Heavenly Father, thank you for this wonderful story of love and forgiveness. May it be an inspiration as we go about our life today. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.